Welcome to AI Dispatch, your channel for the latest AI videos on YouTube. If you don't want to miss these updates, please like, subscribe, and share. Y Combinator features Raphael Shard, a visiting partner at YC, delivering a critique that challenges a core assumption of modern design. Polished professional websites now signal laziness rather than competence. His argument centers on how AI-generated interfaces have inverted the relationship between visual quality and human effort. In an age where large language models can produce sleek, gradient-heavy designs instantly, imperfection has become the new marker of intentionality. To grasp the weight of this claim, we need to understand Shard's background and why his perspective matters. Raphael Shard is a visiting partner at Y Combinator, the renowned startup accelerator. He previously co-founded Cron, a calendar application that Notion acquired. His experience as both a successful founder and an advisor to early stage companies gives him a front row seat to how AI is reshaping product design. His insights carry authority because they emerge from direct observation of hundreds of startups navigating this transition. Imagine being told that a professional, polished website now signals laziness rather than effort. This sounds absurd, yet Raphael Shard and Aaron Epstein revealed during a recent Y Combinator design review that this inversion is exactly what has occurred in the age of AI-generated interfaces. The genesis of this entire critique has a compelling origin. Shard explains that the discussion began with a late-night thought. He tweeted about seeing numerous dumb hover effects on startup landing pages. That single observation sparked a deeper investigation into how these generic patterns proliferate through large language models, leading to the analysis we are examining today. Consider a viewpoint that contradicts conventional assumptions about design quality. The standard belief holds that sleek websites with modern gradients and smooth animations signal competence and high quality. Shard presents the opposite case. He identifies a phenomenon where large language models train on what was historically considered good design, specifically popular examples featuring purple gradients, bento box layouts, and specific shadow effects. Because AI trains on these past best practices, it replicates them for everyone. Overnight, every startup website looks identical. Epstein notes that when they review applications now, if a demo has that standard high-quality look, it signals the founder accepted the AI's default output without thinking. The logic inverts. Imperfections or unique, unconventional design choices now indicate more human effort and brand consideration than a perfectly polished standard interface. This became a running joke during the interview. Shard and Epstein repeatedly called out the ubiquity of purple gradients, pointing and laughing each time the familiar color scheme appeared on yet another startup site. The lighthearted moment perfectly illustrated the serious problem of design homogenization. A second engineering challenge emerges around complexity. Historically, complex animations such as a glowing line, tracing a box border as you scroll, or particles following your cursor were impressive. They demonstrated that you had a talented front-end engineer who spent days coding that specific interaction, signaling resources and technical capability. Shard argues that AI has made these difficult tasks trivial, creating an unexpected problem. He calls this AI slop. Because adding a cursor-following line is now effortless, founders add it without reflection. Shard points out that these effects often distract and serve no product purpose. He notes that if a human had to code these from scratch, they would realize the time investment isn't worthwhile and skip it, resulting in a better design decision. The friction of coding used to filter out bad ideas. With AI removing that friction, we see a flood of complex but useless animations that confuse users rather than convert them. At one point, the conversation took a humorous turn when they encountered a site where the Contact Us button actively chased the cursor around the screen. As they laughed about how distracting it was, Shard quipped, "Does it make you want to talk to the founders, more or less?" It was a perfect example of an animation that was technically impressive but functionally terrible. Delving deeper into user interaction mechanics, Shard presents a striking take on hover effects. Traditional web design teaches that making elements react when you hover over them makes a site feel alive and interactive. Shard identifies a disturbing trend where AI tools generate dumb hover effects that destroy usability. He highlights examples where hovering over a menu item makes the text fade away or disappear, or where critical information is hidden until a user hunts for it with their mouse. His reasoning breaks with orthodoxy. He reminds us that the browser already has a built-in hover effect, the cursor changing from an arrow to a hand. That suffices. He references Steve Jobs' concept of making interfaces lickable and inviting, arguing that AI-generated hover effects often do the opposite by hiding functionality. Furthermore, relying on Hover is a fundamental error because it doesn't exist on mobile devices, meaning AI encourages builders to create interfaces that are fundamentally broken for half their users. Shard shared a personal experience that shows just how frustrating this can be. While testing a site live, he reloaded a page to examine its fade-in animations. He admitted that he initially thought the frequently asked questions section had only a single question before realizing the rest of the questions simply hadn't faded in yet. It powerfully demonstrates how these sleek designs can actively break the user experience. An ontological shock emerges regarding what we consider hallucinations. Typically, when we discuss AI hallucinations, we mean a chatbot fabricating facts or citations. Shard identifies a new category, the visual hallucination. During their review, they found buttons that would randomly change shape from a star to a circle, or navigation bars that would shift pixels inexplicably. This isn't merely a bug. It is the visual manifestation of a probabilistic model guessing what a pixel arrangement should look like. The AI doesn't understand that a button is a functional control. It just predicts the next visual token. This leads to interfaces that look correct at a glance but behave like a fever dream when you actually try to click them. It redefines the founder's role from builder to rigorous quality assurance tester, forcing them to hunt for these subtle reality-bending glitches that a human coder would never create. The host couldn't help but laugh when Shard offered a perfect summary for this bizarre phenomenon. He joked that an over-engineered, ever-shifting UI feels like the visual manifestation of LLM hallucinations. The phrase immediately clicked, capturing the uncanny, dreamlike quality of these broken interfaces. Finally, examine the economic and workflow disruption. The prevailing narrative holds that AI speeds up the design process by doing the work for you. Epstein challenges this by reframing the human's role entirely. You are no longer the designer. You are the editor. The argument defies conventional wisdom about efficiency. If you start with the AI's output and try to tweak it, you will end up with the same generic vibe-coded mess as everyone else. The new requirement is to be highly opinionated before you even open the tool. You must define your brand constraints, your color palette, and your voice first, and then force the AI to adhere to them. The speed of AI is a trap if it leads you to a destination that looks like a commodity. The hard work has shifted from writing the code to having the taste and discipline to reject the AI's suggestions. Schart isn't on anti-AI purist. He has a long history with web development, and reflecting on his early days, he jokes that he would have killed to have today's AI superpowers when he was creating his very first site. This context makes his warnings even more powerful. He appreciates the magic, which is why he's so focused on steering it away from creating bad, lazy outcomes. For founders or builders today, the action worth taking right now is to examine your landing page and ask, did I choose this design because it serves my product, or did I just accept it because the AI made it easy? Start from your strict brand constraints and feed those into the system rather than letting the system dictate your brand to you. If you're interested in the video featured in this episode, click the link below to watch the original.